Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Giants were supposed to be in Seattle tonight. The Giants are preparing to head back to San Francisco. Tonight's game is likely to be canceled and moved to Oracle Park. The air quality in Seattle is a big problem. That is developing story. Also, a friend of this show, Jeff Potrakis of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who covers Wisconsin football, wrote a story earlier today. He believes that the Big Ten will announce a plan for the 2020 football season that will include a nine-week schedule, 8 games in 9 weeks. I think that's kind of ambitious. I think you could get away with playing as few as 5 games if you really wanted to be just to jam a season in. But I think ultimately it will come down to the Pac-12 schools will follow what the Big Ten does. So I think the Big Ten announcement should be followed very closely as it comes down the pipeline later today or whenever that does come down the pipeline. In the meantime, bigger question for a lot of families in the country and in the world. Anna, maybe you could be an expert on this.
I'm not really an expert on anything. or I'm not going to claim to be.
People are wrestling with Halloween.
Yeah.
Our kids have costumes.
Oh, they're already planning for it.
Should Halloween be canceled given door-to-door, candy in hand, person-to-person contact? What the heck do we do with Halloween?
It just kind of depends on how paranoid you are about things, right? Like,
should it be canceled? Let's start there.
No. Gosh, no.
What was that reaction?
Are you kidding me? Like, the holidays are the only thing that we can kind of, like, hold on to right now for a measure of sanity and to mark our time.
That's kind of unfair to sports fans because I think a lot of people would look at sports and go, hey, that's our thing. That's our sanity. Why are you taking that away? And sports fans have all been... I guess we haven't really been good sports about it. I was going to say, we've been really good about this.
Yeah. Okay,
look at us.
I understand that.
No, but you're
cancel Halloween for the kids.
They can still dress up. You have to trick or treat at your own house. Just keep coming up and down the walkway.
I think trick or treat. I don't know. Can we, like, first of all, we should get our kids costumes that involve masks. Like, you know, like Sochi should be a ninja this year, right? So it's just a natural part of her costume. So that solves two birds with one stone.
Is that kind of racist what you just said right there?
Why?
Because she's Asian. She's half Asian.
No, it's racist for you to assume that I made
the
connection.
Ninja.
I was just thinking of costumes that had masks.
Well, couldn't she be like Casper the Ghost? Like, why would it have to be a ninja?
Yeah.
I just like any.
I'm not the racist.
Any opportunity that I can
exchange. and then it really does come down to how paranoid are you, right? So. We know what we know, sort of, now about how long the coronavirus sits on surfaces and whatnot. Would we want them to, like, bring home an apple from someone's house?
No.
We wouldn't let them eat that anyway, because there's razor blades in it. Everybody knows that.
How would you give away candy? Like, could you space the candy bars apart and leave them on the porch? Or what would you do? Because, you know, we're giving away full-size candy bars for any trick-or-treater who comes out this year.
We're doing that now?
We're doing full size.
Oh, you're letting me do that now?
We're going full size.
This has been a point of contention in the past.
We're going full size. Have you seen the walkway? How far they have to come up to get to the house?
This is the argument that I've made. This is, am I talking to myself?
I just don't know. Okay, we can wipe down all the candy bars.
We can wipe down the candy bars.
And put them on the porch, separated by 6 feet.
Right. Right.
You remember that jackass a couple years ago that grabbed the whole bowl of candy and ran away?
Yeah, bad karma, bad juju.
He almost fell. And so, it's on camera.
Because we have steps. Oh, so because we have steps, we could lay the candy out. Yeah. Like 6 feet apart on all of the steps.
But who's going to
spray them? We'll have a big sign, a ghoulish sign that says
sanitized candy. Come and get it.
And it has to be the kind that is like fully sealed and wrapped, like Hershey's Kisses. Like you got on me before for buying the wrong kind of candy.
Yeah, you didn't know what you were doing in the beginning, but you grew up, you know, you kind of grew up different. You guys weren't celebrating a lot of Halloweens and holidays or birthdays or Christmas or... I kind of got a little Mork and Mindy experience for listeners out there who remember Mork from Ork. Mork was from the planet Ork, played by Robin Williams, great series. And Mork didn't know what he was doing. He didn't even know how to sit down. And they had to teach him everything. That's pretty much what I had to do with Anna.
It wasn't bad candy. I bought Halloween candy. You brought it home. You were like,
nope,
this isn't going to work.
It's
I said,
not.
Why?
It's embarrassing.
You said, because it's only foil wrapped. It's not sealed. So it's not... People don't want that.
If you were looking
sanitary.
To poison young children, it's exactly the kind of candy that you would buy. She bought, guys, you can't give children Hershey's Kisses for Halloween. You can't do it unless you are a relative. You can't do that because parents are just going to toss it.
There's a lot of candy in that category. So gold coins are out?
Yes. Gold coins are out. Apples are out. Hershey's Kisses are out. Anything that you could tamper with is out. It has to be wrapped. You can't, you know.
Well, I've since learned my ways, and now you've advanced the full-size candy bar
Which candy bar shall we go with?
Isn't that a little obnoxious, though?
No, I don't think it. I think it's generous. And you know what? For kids who come to our door this year, you're getting a full-size candy bar.
Sanitized candy bar. I remember that when I was little and living in Park Rose, when I got old enough, we figured out that Eastmoreland gave out full-size candy bars. So we would haul ourselves in somebody's car over to Eastmoreland and trick-or-treat over by Reed College. Like, you know, Reed College Place?
Yeah.
Man, that was the jam.
Should we go back there this year? I'll dress up. I also have an age requirement on our Halloween.
No one above the age of?
If you drove to our house, you're not getting a candy bar. That's the rule, okay? If you got a license, you're a licensed driver in the state of Oregon, you get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that.
Are we going to let the kids go, our kids go trick-or-treating then too?
You tell me.
And we'll just bring the candy home and just spray it all with Lysol, like, and not let them eat it for...
Anna?
What?
I could pretend that I am the gatekeeper on that, but we both know. You're just asking me, and then later you're going to announce what the verdict is. So let's just get to the verdict. Yeah. What is the verdict? Are the kids going to go... Will you let them go down the street? Let's just say we have, you know, they usually don't go far.
No.
Will you let them go down the street and collect some candy from our nice neighbors?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's reasonable. I think we will sanitize it when we get home just to probably make ourselves feel better. I don't know. We will wear masks because if we're, you know, trick or treat. I don't want to give you coronavirus.
But if we're outside and we're spread apart from people, do we have to wear masks?
I think if you're going door to door knocking and saying trick or treat, yeah, I think it would be responsible to wear masks.
You know, I think who have a bigger problem if they canceled Halloween are the millennials. Judah Newby, Alabama Adriana. When I say Halloween is canceled, you guys have a physical reaction to that?
Nope.
No, I'm all for it.
Wow.
I don't know.
Really?
What are you doing grouping me with all this millennial love?
But you're a millennial homeowner, and you are about to have a major problem. You better have some candy.
Look, for a long time, one of the big dreams in life was to get married so that me and my future wife could hand out walnuts to the kids. Trick-or-treating. And being that couple.
Walnuts.
Now, I say we're going to ditch the walnuts and we're going to be very generous this year. And when people trick-or-treat at our door, pocket hand sanitizers are going to be offered in return. So I can't wait for that.
That's probably pretty expensive. But y'all, I have a question for the survey of the room. What's the worst thing y'all ever got trick-or-treating?
My hand is up.
Milk duds. Sorry.
No, what? Milk duds are great.
I hate milk duds.
This is bad. I got a roll of pennies from a neighbor.
Pennies?
A roll. She rolled those. It was like 50 pennies in a paper roll.
Hey, we're in a coin shortage right now, so.
I remember walking away going, what did she just drop in my bag?
What is a roll of pennies equal? Is that
50
like
50 cents, man? And I remember, like, go buy yourself. Like, I didn't have time to get you a candy bar. Here's a roll of pennies. And I remember reaching into the bag and holding it up and being like, what is this? And my parents were like, she just gave you some change.
Oh, man. That is great.
How about you guys?
I got a thing of popcorn one time, like unpopped popcorn.
Oh!
Yeah, just from the box, you know, folded up in the plastic.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
I remember one time, I think it was before I understood what trick-or-treating was, because I didn't go trick-or-treating when I was super young, but somebody trick-or-treated at my house. I was like 6 years old. I thought they were offering me the candy.
Oh, you took it.
So I opened up my door, and I was like, that is so nice. Thank you so much to some three-year-old with a bowl of candy out. And I was like, I love this holiday. And my parents are like, yeah, that's not how that works, dude.
Oh, man, that's great.
Matthew on Twitter says, instead of trick-or-treating, just hide the candy inside your house like Easter eggs, turn off the lights, and give them a flashlight to go find it. That would be like payback for all the times I've stepped on a Lego this week. Ooh. In the dark.
Oh.
That's like every day at our house. That, I mean, basically every day is a scavenger hunt for where I've hidden the candy.
Where's the remote control? Where's the candy?
No, like, I hide the actual candy, and every day, like, cupboards are opened and, you know, chairs are used to climb up to the third level of the shelf to find where mom's hidden the candy.
They are motivated, those two, especially the two little ones. They find it. You know what they do? They eat it. And then, guys, you want to find the remnants of it? They drop it under the couch.
So gross.
Holy underneath the couch the other day, Anna reached under.
And found seven Snickers, bite-sized Snickers wrappers. One licked lollipop that was stuck to the carpet. And I can't even...
She's leaving it there for later.
A half-eaten bowl of cereal. I was like, what's happening down here?
I love the lollipop because you were like, suddenly her arm was stuck under there because she started pulling the wrappers out. And all of a sudden it was something too heavy to pull out. And she was like, and I was like, oh no, what did she get to pull out of there? And then pulled out a lollipop and it had carpet fibers stuck to it. Big lollipop. All right, leave it there. You got the bald face truth statewide. Golden Oak Lending. Go to goldenoaklending.com. Take advantage of those low interest rates. You can use the free mortgage checkup there. It's no obligation. You can check to see if you can lower your monthly payment, take some cash out, shorten the term of your loan. GoldenOakLending.com. That's the website you need to know. And with interest rates low, a lot of people are taking advantage of that. Get that free mortgage checkup. No obligation, no risk. GoldenOakLending.com. Anna, earlier in the show, Bess Wills of Gresham Ford popped on. You've known Bess a long time. She issued a match for people who want to make a donation to the Oregon Wildfire Family Fund. She issued a $2,000, like donations up to $2,000 will be matched for people who go to baldfacetruth.org. You know Bess. You've had lunch with her, hung out with her. Tell people what she's about.
My jaw dropped when I saw the amount, but I also was not at all surprised because that's who Bess is. She's just, she's got a huge heart. And she's living up to the motto of, you know, her dealership and just her whole mission, which is to be charitable and help people who are in need.
Yeah, I think it's super cool of her to do that. But I think she just cares about community, ultimately. Like, I love businesses that care about the community. So for people who want to get involved, Oregon Wildfire Family Fund can be accessed at baldfacedtruth.org. I want to give a shout out to some of the people who have donated. Anna, if you could for a moment, maybe talk about where some of the funds have gone to this point. And I am in contact with the mayor in Detroit who is trying to help us get money to people who have just lost everything in his community. Also, we're going into Southern Oregon, but maybe give us an idea of where some of the funds have gone to this point.
Well, right off the bat, we started to buy items for welcome kits for evacuees as they were first arriving at shelters, so that, you know, they would arrive and have some just basic essential kind of items to tide them over for a few days, whether it was, you know, some coloring kits for kids or, you know, face wash, sanitizers, men's razors, shaving cream, very like basic things that you would just need to, that would kind of get you through the first few days of being an evacuee if you didn't already have those items with you. So that was one set of how the funds were used. And then after seeing, you know, just the outpouring of evacuees to the location at the Milwaukee Lodge, Elks Lodge, we also decided to connect with the people there, and the board determined that that would be a good use of funds because, you know, the folks, the volunteers who were directly, like, you know, boots on the ground and helping evacuees, trying to, you know, give them some support, were saying that they just didn't have the cash on hand to be able to help people. Like, people were needing, you know, car parts to be able to get their car to go to the next location after they had been camping out at the lodge. So we wanted to get that, you know, out and into the hands of the evacuees as soon as possible.
Baldfacedtruth.org to give to the Oregon Wildfire Family Fund. I said it again. Pat Walker, I appreciate your donation. Edward Anderson, I appreciate your donation. Tom Riedel, I appreciate the donation. And Eric Baker, appreciate you supporting families in our state. And Jennifer Walton, thank you, Jennifer. And Mark Honich, thank you as well. Appreciate the support of families. James Payne, generous donation. Thank you, James. And Rich Stogler, thank you, Rich. I appreciate you. And Joe Arndt, formerly of KGW, thank you for the donation as well. You can give at baldfacedtruth.org. Help families in our state who are in need. That's bald.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Faced Truth.
Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Faced Truth radio show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Faced Truth radio show. Thanks for listening.